To Afghanistan now, where Afghan officials reported today that a senior Taliban commander has been killed. Mullah Dadullah died in a U.S.-led raid in southern Helmand province. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is following this story from Kabul and joins me now. Soraya, what exactly happened to Mullah Dadullah?
Well, there's still some confusion. What's clear is that he was fatally shot by U.S.-led troops who've been involved in a major operation in major weeks to try and weaken the Taliban in that area. But what's confusing is whether or not he was at home when he was killed, whether he was on the way, and exactly whether it was Afghan troops or whether it was U.S. troops that killed him.
Remind us who Mullah Dadullah is. Some people may recall that he's often described as the fierce one-legged fighter for the Taliban, but he's a particularly notorious and repellent commander.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. He was very notorious. He was both revered and feared by Taliban fighters, revered because he actively fought alongside them in battles, despite the fact that he was one-legged. And by the way, he lost that leg in a battle to capture Kabul more than a decade ago. But he was also feared because he shot dead, or he would order his commanders to shoot dead, any Taliban fighters who dared to retreat in the face of NATO or Afghan troops. Many people here believe he was also the al-Qaeda representative here in Afghanistan. He definitely was escalating his use of those of al-Qaeda-style tactics in recent months, beheading many Afghans, sending suicide attackers into crowds, and generating fear in communities that Taliban fighters were taking over by taking some residents and then publicly killing them.
Does it matter if U.S. or Afghan forces kill an individual Taliban leader, even one as high-ranking as he is? He's said to have been close to Mullah Omar. But is this going to change Taliban tactics?
Well, it's certainly going to create a lot of confusion for a while because he was the most senior commander, the most visible commander. And whenever statements came out calling either for more kidnappings or calling people to join the Taliban, it always came from him. And so it's a big deal that he's dead, and it is going to generate a lot of confusion in an already very loosely organized organization. Now, there is no heir apparent that we are aware of, but just like Zarqawi in Iraq, there are people who will step in and take his place. I think that's pretty clear, and even ISAF or the NATO forces here acknowledge that.
I want to ask about another news report today, Soraya. Gunfire between Pakistani and Afghan troops along the border in a couple of provinces. What happened?
What was unusual about this particular event is that at least in one of the provinces, thousands of tribal people were reported to have joined in the fighting, that they were just so angry that the Pakistanis would dare to cross the border, which is what the allegation was, that they had crossed the border to set up checkpoints, that they took up arms and they joined in the fight.
What does it signify?
What it does is it exemplifies the difficulties that Afghanistan and Pakistan have with each other. Afghans are very angry with Pakistan because they see them as not only backing the Taliban, but actually helping them. Those are the allegations they keep making, which, of course, Pakistan keeps denying. But what Pakistan has said is it's so fed up with these allegations that it said it was going to fence and mine the border region to prevent any crossover of Taliban or al-Qaeda into Afghanistan. And apparently this was part of that effort. They crossed into a very an area that's very controversial because the border is not clearly defined. It's something that's been argued about for hundreds of years. And they were trying to set up checkpoints there. And that was the flashpoint for these battles this morning.
NPR Soraya Sahadi Nelson in Kabul, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.